respect horses, love horses, and try to learn from them, I think is the most important thing. If you do your best, if you work and respect the horse, with time you will improve, I can guarantee you. Work more than the others, respect your horse, respect yourself, and if you don't know anything, ask.
Welcome to Pro Horse Talk, the podcast by Western professional horsewoman Linda Leckebusch-Stark. This podcast is the English edition of Pro Horse Talk, where Linda speaks with other horse professionals from around the world about everything that shapes their life with horses. Profession, passion, and performance. Hey everybody, I just want to make a short introduction. Because this is a brand new podcast for me, I have a German version from the Pro Horse Talk since 2020. I'm a quarter horse professional working in the Western industry my whole life, and I love everything around horses, and I want to spread the joy with the meaning of the horsemanship around the world. So join me for a ride. We're going to explore the world. And since we're doing it in English, we can get to know new people from around the world. I'm really excited for this. Pro Horse Talk, where professionals talk horses. Welcome everybody to a brand new episode. First time for me speaking in English because I'm sitting in Portugal, in Montijo. And right across from me, there's sitting the master of working equitation, Gilberto Felipe. Hi, Gilberto.
Hello.
Thanks for having me. It's awesome. I was with you for 2 weeks, and the first thing I have to say is you are a really, really hard worker, working 7 days a week from 8 to 8, giving lessons, riding horses, making horses and people happy, so I really appreciate that.
Thank you. I try my best.
And your family is here, and your kids are riding, and it's really, yeah. It's a busy place, but it's awesome to be here, so, and everybody can come to you and learn from you. You have really, really good horses for lessons.
I think that's really the most important thing, good horses.
Yeah, really unique piece, like horses that do really good lead changes, and it's really great to get a feeling for the Lusitano breed and for the event, so it's awesome. Let's just start from the beginning. You don't come up from a rider's family, right?
No.
But you started?
I started to ride with 9 years, just for fun. Mm-hmm. Like any kid, I loved football. But my family had a farm, we had a lot of animals, and I try it and I like it. So I start to have lessons and ride with 9 years. And with time, we live near the Ribatejo, that is the place with bulls, horses, breeders, bullfighting, and it's very popular here. So I try one day to fight a small cow with a horse. I love it. And I started to work with that, to work for be a professional bullfighter on horse. And that's how it started everything. Nothing about it with work equitation or dressage. My beginnings were bullfights.
Okay. But your family has had a farm with cows?
A farm with cows, but nothing with horses, okay. You know. Then we bought, I had 12 years, I think, my first horse. And it starts to grow. Then we bought more horses. Then with 16, I started to fight cows. Has a professional, first has an amateur, then with 20 has a professional. And one day I try some with a mare that I had that was a nice mare, Lentilla. I tried to make some work equitation tests because was starting that discipline was in the beginning. And I saw it, and we like it, and I had a lot of friends that were doing that time. Not the way that we know now, but it was in the beginnings, and I like it, and I try it too, but something very, very green. And then I met Zink. I felt that he was special, and I felt that could be the horse to start in the work equitation and make a good improvement on my way of riding, and my life changed with him. I start to put more attention, more time for the work equitation. We start to learn. I start to ride with dressage riders to take more technical things and to improve Zinc and me, and then starts to grow our history, and I can tell that was Zinc the one that changed my life.
How old was he when you got him?
9.
Okay.
8 to 9.
And he's like the special horse for you, and you won twice the world championship with
yeah,
him?
Yeah. He was not only the titles, but what he teach me, it was very, very important, because we have the idea that we teach horses, but if we have open minds, we learn a lot from them. So it was him who opened me the doors, not only of the world for the people know me, mm-hmm. but it was him who teach me my way of riding now. Mm-hmm. So if I ride this way, it was because of him.
And it's really cute to see when your little daughter, she's riding him right now. So he's teaching your daughter right now too.
He's a special horse. Yeah. He teach me. He teach my oldest daughter that she's already European junior champion. And now he's starting with my smaller one with 6 years. And he's teaching her too. So it's a special horse. And it was something very, very, very important that entered in my family, and he make parts of the family, and he like it. One day I tried to let him more retired, let him more quiet, and we felt that he was not so happy the way that he was inside the box and everything, and so I felt that he loves this mechanic that the stay with the people, that being making part of the training program and stuff like that. So my daughter mm-hmm. starts to rode him, and thanks God they are really happy, not only the girls but him too. It's amazing when we saw him, a horse with 21 years, how he continued to be in a great shape, and how he teach the girls and help the girls how to ride. So it's a special horse.
That's awesome. And are there any special trainers or people that improved your career?
I think I try to learn with everyone's, but of course that we have in the Portuguese team, national team, we have 2 trainers, one for dressage, that is Miguel Rallon Duarte, and easy of handling, we have Pedro Torres. We work a lot, and they help us to improve a lot. I work a lot in dressage with Daniel Pinto, mm-hmm. and I work with more trainers a long time ago too, and now. But these 3 are the most important ones, the ones that I work more time and help me more with my way of riding and with my horses.
Mm-hmm. So now we are sitting here at your place. How did you got your own place, your ranch?
I started it at my grandfather farm, but it was too small. Mm-hmm. We have an indoor arena there. I have boxes, a bull ring. It was not enough, so I got another space where we are now too. I work with the both spaces like one. Mm-hmm. We have a team that work in both spaces. So here we have another indoor arena and 2 outdoors arenas. So give me more conditions and freedom to work my horses. Mm-hmm. And everything starts not... I didn't wake up and say I'm going to be a professional. But life takes me to this part, mm-hmm. and then I just try to live my day and try to enjoy the process, of course. It's important, if you don't have fun in what you are doing, everything starts to be more difficult.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. So how many horses do you have here around about? Do you know that?
Around now, I think 58.
Okay. And how would you describe your job? If you're meeting somebody at the airport and he says, what are you doing for a living?
I say that my life is horses. So it's the most... What makes me happy is work with horses.
Okay. And you're doing pretty much everything. You're training, you're giving lessons, and you're giving clinics, and you're competing still in both, huh? Bullfighting,
yeah,
and...
It's difficult to live only from the competitions. Mm-hmm. It's impossible to live that. You need sponsors, you need people to pay everything.
Mm-hmm.
That, like some friends that I have compete like that, but it's difficult because if you miss a sponsor or money or whatever, you cannot continue to compete. So I try to work giving lessons to get some money so I can compete and I can have my own horses. And I get some money too teaching horses because it's what makes me happy, mm-hmm. is riding. Of course, that lessons, it's important when you see the riders and the horses improving,
mm-hmm.
you get happy. It's important the money that you get from the lessons, but what makes me happy is teaching horses, ride horses, starting them from the green spot and taking them to competition is amazing.
So what would you say, how long does it take to train a working equitation horse?
To enter with a horse inside arena, I will say 3 years, 2 to 3 years.
But then just for the medium or?
For the starter.
For the starter.
You cannot start a horse before 5 years. With 5 you can start here as a preliminary.
Mm-hmm.
And with 6 you can start in debutants. So, of course, you have to respect the growing of the body of the horse and the mentality. But of course, we have horses that are more easier than another ones, but you have to take not less than 2 years.
Okay.
What it means, if I get a horse that is already rode, that knows some exercises of dressage, some experience, of course, that you don't need so much time.
Mm-hmm.
But start a horse from the ground, I will say 2 to 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
No less than that.
Okay. And... So you have different classes and you start them with 5 at the show. And how old is like your good horse? Is it around 10 then, roundabout?
After 10.
After 10. So it starts to get to finish.
The first, I was, so you can imagine, I was world champion first time with Zinc with 14.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the second time with 18.
That's such a long way. That's why everybody has to hear it, that it's such a long way to have such a great horse.
Yeah, and we start to compete with 9.
Okay.
9 to 10.
Okay.
So, yeah, with 9. Of course, that to get a higher level, it takes a lot of hours, a lot of dedication, work, help, some lucky. good body, physical and mind, mm-hmm. of the horse. So it's not easy. It's very, very difficult to find. First, to find a horse with qualities to be there and to be competitive. And then to teach them and be at that level is very, very difficult.
Okay. And since we're in Portugal, you for sure have Lusitanos. And just what can you tell about the breed Lusitanos and why do you think it's a perfect match for the working equitation?
First, because of their character, they give their life for us. It was a breed that was select for the bullfights, for mm-hmm. fighting. So they are very agile and the character are super. Then the quality of the canter.
Mm-hmm.
The Lusitano are very uphill and it's easy to collect turns,
mm-hmm.
flight changes, every kind of exercises in canter mm-hmm. for them are more easier, and that makes them a special breed for work equitation, because a great part of our exercises or of the work in the fields is from the canter.
Mm-hmm.
So a horse with some quality in canter and being uphill and with the easy body to collect mm-hmm. make them better than other ones that are more flat with more difficult to the collection gates and with some downhill, for example, or with the difficulty in the changes. So it's very important to have a horse. I'm not saying that you cannot compete with another kind of breed. You can, and you can have good scores, of course. But the lightness of Lusitano, the sex appeal,
mm-hmm.
the easy collection, the easy canter make them special.
And then that's so that they have kind of cow sense and they're so fast on their feet, like agile, you said, huh?
Yeah.
Because I'm here new and I just saw a lot of different Lusitanos and there are like really is a big variety. They're from small to big and the big ones go more towards the dressage, which is really nice gates. But for the working equitation, it's a little bit easier to have the small ones and the fast ones, or how would you say?
A good one. Yeah. Of course, that the horse, if he's too small, you don't get scores. You need
in the dressage, meaning?
On the dressage and on the easy of handling, too.
Okay.
You need a horse with some sex appeal.
Expression.
That the rider can stay, make a good picture together. Mm-hmm. So, good one. It's more important to have a good one than the size. Of course, that we have horses that are tall and they have quality.
Mm-hmm.
And we have horses that are smaller and have quality too. So important is not the size, it's the quality.
Okay. And what's your favorite part in the working equitation? You have like three different, even four events.
Speed test?
Yeah.
The speed test is where everything makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, that the dressage part is nice because help you to prepare the horse to be with you. The easy of handling show if the horse is with you.
Mm-hmm.
But then the biggest reason, the speed test, is where you see if the rider controls the horse in every kind of ways. Mentally, the body, if he can open the body, if he can collect the body, if the horse is with him, if the horse can give 100% of his energy to the rider, so.
And then be relaxed again. That's the hard part about it.
Yeah. Okay. Because when we speak about speed test, is precision. You have to be precise.
Mm.
Because you make a turn a little bit big and you lost 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks that it's nothing but 1 second. In a test, if you can get 5 seconds in small turns, for example,
mm-hmm.
you are more near to one the speed test, because now today the level is very higher and you are fighting until the end
mm-hmm.
for a good position on the competition. And for me, everything makes sense in the speed test. You see the one that is true and the one that is not.
Mm-hmm.
You can go, for example, for a dressage test and you make a nice dressage test, not a super nice, but then you saw it if the rider has the horse really with him on the speed, and that what's make the big difference from the ones that won and the ones that stays in the middle, because in the speed test.
Okay, but you can kind of win all events by itself, and then there's like an all-around champion where you win all three events. Is there like different placings?
The place of the rider of the, in the competition mm-hmm. is the result of the three.
Okay, so combined.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the result of the three. If you want the dressage, you get a number of points.
Mm-hmm.
If you want the easy of handling, you get a number of points.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want the speed test, you get a number of points.
Mm-hmm.
Then The one that have more points is the one that wins the competition. Okay. So the competition is these three tests. Then you have the cow test, but the cow test is not individual.
Mm-hmm.
The cow test is a test by team
mm-hmm.
with four members, and then that is another thing.
Yeah, but maybe you can short explain what's the cow test about.
The cow test is a team with four members.
Mm-hmm.
We have a group of cows. We have to select. They select one cow,
mm-hmm.
and that group has to take that cow from the group and put the cow inside the box on the opposite side
mm-hmm.
alone,
mm-hmm.
and it's against the watch with some rules. But okay. This is the cow test.
But that's only internationally, you said, huh? The cow?
No, in nationals you have, not too much, but sometimes we have.
Mm-hmm.
It's more by team, and it's a little bit, how can I say, difficult to make, because it's difficult to get cows, it's difficult to get the authorizations, and today the animalists...
Mm-hmm. Welfare.
They are making big fights with everything. With everything. I don't agree, doesn't make any sense, but you know, so for the competition, it's more difficult now organize the cow test than in the past.
So most of the shows don't have a cow test?
Most of the shows don't have it because it's very difficult to organize it.
Mm-hmm. And you showed me one horse and you said he was a bullfighter. Now you're making him a working equitation horse, but I saw you training with the bulls on the bullfighting, and on the working equitation cow test, it's totally different, because on the bullfighting, the cow is driving you, and in the working equitation, you are driving the cow, huh?
Yeah.
So you have to, like, retrain them?
No.
No?
If the horse is with you,
mm-hmm.
if the horse is with you, they are ready to react the way that you ask them. Then they know, they feel it.
Mm-hmm.
They feel if the cow comes against them,
mm-hmm.
or if the cow runs from them.
Mm-hmm.
So the rest... they enjoy the process.
Mm-hmm.
The horse normally that enjoys the bullfight, they enjoy the cow test too, because they know to, they like to play with the cows. The big difference is that they understand, like in the normal way of living in fields, you mm-hmm. feel that if the animal comes to attack you or if the animal runs from you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So what it changes your behavior is that, and the horses, they feel it.
Mm-hmm.
Since the moment that they look to the cow, they feel if the cow, the energy of the cow, if it's to come and attack or to run away.
Mm-hmm. And working equitation is really, really getting popular. So when did it start here, and why do you think it is so popular?
First, it starts 1997, I think, in Italy. It starts Italy, France and Spain,
mm-hmm.
then enter Portugal, then with time starts to grow, but these were the countries that started, and I think that is starting to be very popular around the world,
mm-hmm.
because everyone can do it, every horse can do it, and you can have fun on that, you know, because you can have a little bit of dressage, so the technical part is that you can make some of the dressage exercises. You have the easy of handling, where everything makes more sense, where you put the theory that you work on dressage, you put them on practice. And then we have the speed test that is really, really fun. The public like to see too.
Mm-hmm.
You can go there to a competition and you can saw a lot of riders and you have fun some mm-hmm. there. And the energy that you feel from this competition is different in dressage. They are more methodic, more not so happy, let's say like this. And now people is starting to know that this is not only a competition for fun, because you need to have some technical parts
mm-hmm.
to have nice results. So we have a lot of people that are trying to compete and are trying to have some fun and learn too. So I think that in the future we will have more countries doing, more riders doing, because in the end what makes sense is you and your horse having fun, enjoy it,
mm-hmm.
and learning too. You have a, how can I say, you have a target.
Progress. So, mm-hmm.
yeah, so makes you work for something,
mm-hmm.
you know, and makes you work for something that gives you some fun too.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that the discipline will continue to grow. Mm-hmm. Okay. And with time, we will have better and more riders in the discipline.
Mm-hmm. So we have like we have the dressage, and then we have the kind of slow trail and the speed trail. Is it the same pattern, just different speed?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So exactly the same, but...
It's the same, but in the easy offending, we have rules.
Mm-hmm.
We have to make the exercises, the draws of the exercises, the change, the transitions in some spots. And what the judge wants to see is the same that he wants to see in the dressage, is what lightness, good gates, mm-hmm. Good contact, easy, not forcing, whatever. In the speed test, we just want to see speed. Of course, that for you get that speed, the horse needs to be with you and reacts to you.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, that the technical parts make help you on the speed test. But there, you have some rules too, but it's against the watch.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's only the watch. Nice. Yeah, so since you said it's so popular worldwide, you're giving clinics and you're pretty much giving them worldwide, right?
Yeah, now we have all the Europe. We have Australia, we have America, Canada, Mexico, Colombia, Brazil. This year it starts in Chile too.
Mm-hmm.
We have now in Morocco, and I think we will have more countries from the Asia to start this discipline. So it's growing. This World Cup this year will have, I think around 24 countries competing.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see.
So the World Show is in Spain this year, beginning of September.
Yeah, in Jerez.
And you're going?
Yeah.
With which horse?
I hope. I hope.
With which horse?
I will try to go there to be part of the team. I don't know. I have my. Now the most important horse is Morante, and I want to go with him. We were European champions 2 years ago, so let's see if we can make part of the team. But we have a great possibility to be there, and we're gonna work for a good result.
And is there like an individual placement and then a team placement? Is it like two
different
things?
We have to be make part of the team.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have the part that is individual, mm-hmm. and then the part of the team.
Okay. And what's really unique about working equitation in the high events is that you have to ride with one hand, right?
Yeah. Like on the fields, when we go work,
mm-hmm.
we have the right hand to work,
mm-hmm.
whatever we need, to open a gate, to grab something, to touch something, to grab a garrocha to work with the cows, for example. And the left hand to control the horse. So this idea of this discipline starts like that, is to bring the exercises that we need or that we work with the horse on the fields,
mm-hmm.
inside the competition.
Mm-hmm.
Like when we speak not only the cow trail, but every exercises that we do on the fields, like grab something, touch something, open a gate, pass a bridge, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like it's normal on the people that works only with one hand. So we cannot never touch
mm-hmm.
with the right hand on the reins. Only behind to adjust,
mm-hmm.
never in the front of the left hand.
Okay, and only one or two fingers between the reins, right?
It depends.
Okay.
That doesn't matter. Everyone have their own method to grab the reins. For mm-hmm. example, I just put one finger on the middle. There are people that doesn't put nothing. There are people that rides with two fingers,
mm-hmm.
whatever. That is not important. Important is that you cannot touch with the right hand.
Okay. So on a lower level, you're allowed to ride with two hands and a snaffle.
Yeah.
And then you do the bit, but four reins, right?
Yeah.
And in the medium class, I don't know how you call it. It's a medium. You have to have a lead change, right?
Yeah.
But in the, what's the one?
In the master level, only one hand.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And all the exercises with one hand.
Okay. And it's pretty much, in the master level, it's walk and lope. Is there a trot in the dressage or not? Okay.
Yeah.
But mostly lope.
Yeah, we have three exercises in trot. We have serpentine, we have leg heels,
mm-hmm.
and we have medium trots.
And the leg yield is supposed to be like straight or bent like a traversale?
No, leg yield is a leg yield.
Okay, so it's straight.
Yes, straight and with a little flexion to the side of the leg.
Okay, and then I saw last year at the German Championship, they had a dressage test and they had to lope, stop, turn, lope out. And can you do a pirouette or a media volta? Can you choose? Do you know that?
No, they in the international,
mm-hmm.
in international, they ask half turn on an inches or half pirouette. Mm-hmm. It's the same. They ask half turn. So you have to make a half pirouette.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, that we want to see the three tempis of the canter on that pirouette. Mm-hmm. The legs continue to move the movement, and not a mea volta or a pirouette like in Dom of a Care, that horse just turns around. Okay.
So no rollback with the quad horses. No. Okay, no. So they have to continue loping in the behind.
Yeah.
Okay. And when they stand, they always have to stand close like a dressage horse, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's pretty much... I asked you before a lot of questions. So what's your favorite show?
In Portugal?
Yeah.
Gulga.
Gulga. It's Gulga the Fair. End of the year?
Yeah.
It's like...
It's in November. It's the final of the championship, and it's in the center of a city,
mm-hmm.
in the fair that doesn't exist in around the world, only there, with a lot of horses inside the city, with people riding inside the city. It like if the time stops and mm-hmm. you only have horses, so it's a different. Show, you have to come and see to understand what I'm telling, but it's amazing. The atmosphere, the public, the horses.
Okay.
It's very difficult to compete there, because to keep the horse controlled with so many things happen at the same time is very difficult, but it's amazing.
And that's always the end of the season for you.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
And there are a lot of tourist people coming here because it got so popular. Huh?
Yeah.
So a lot of what people watching. Yeah, perfect. So, you said already a lot. That's really good. Can you relate one kind of riding to a working equitation? So what do you think is the easiest part for you if you want to become a working equitation rider? What background would be easy? It's hard to say, huh? Because it's such a big variety.
It looks that it's easy, but it's very difficult.
Yeah.
And if you can, one thing I can guarantee, if you are a good work equitation rider,
mm-hmm.
you will be a good dressage rider too.
Mm-hmm.
In this time, it's impossible to have great scores without being a great rider.
Yeah.
You know, because everything is important. You have to be on the top three in every competition if you want to stay in the top three. So you have to be on the top three in the dressage test. You have to be on the top three of the easy of ending and the top three in the speed test if you want to stay in the top three in the end, because the level now is very, very higher. And so what can I say? I just want to say that if you want results, you need to improve.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the discipline that can help you to improve better than the others, because you need the technical part and you need the practical part.
Mm-hmm.
So one thing without the other doesn't exist. So one part helps you to understand the mechanic, and the other one gives you the feeling how is the mechanic.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that it's what makes this discipline special.
But from my understanding, you have to, like in the dressage, to get a good score, you have to have a good trotter too, huh? Like nice expression in the trot. If you have
you have to have everything.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, because we have three exercises in the dressage of trot.
Yeah.
Of course, that if you don't have good notes,
mm-hmm.
if you don't have good marks on the trot,
mm-hmm.
it will be difficult or more difficult to be on the top.
Mm-hmm.
Today, to be on the top, you need to have a great horse. Mm-hmm. And a great horse is very difficult, and you need to learn how to take part of the qualities of that horse in the walk, in the canter, in the trot. of course, that we have 3 times more exercises on canter than we have on trot.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, that the canter is more important. But a horse that can, with 3 nice gaits,
mm-hmm.
make your life easier.
Mm-hmm. So, what would you... How would you describe a good horse?
A horse that gives everything from him to you.
Mm-hmm.
A horse with a good biomechanic,
mm-hmm.
with some sex appeal and a good character.
Mm-hmm.
It's important, these things. Of course, that a horse, if he has good gaits, is because the body helps him
mm-hmm.
how to move.
Mm-hmm.
So it will be a little bit more easier for him to carry you and to make the exercises.
Mm-hmm.
A horse with a good character, you need it, because you need a horse that be there with you and not against you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you need a horse with sex appeal, because mm-hmm. if you want good marks, you need to pass a good energy, and not only for the judge but for the crowd too. So you need some sex appeal too on a horse. They need to have some je ne sais quoi.
Special expression. Okay. And how would you describe a really good rider?
A really good rider, a rider that can take the best of different horses.
Mm-hmm.
You can see a lot of riders with some good results with 1 or 2 horses. And you can start to count names and you will find a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But then when we think about a rider that have great results with 5, 6, 7, 8 horses, 9, 10, then everything starts to be more difficult.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, a great rider is the one that take part
mm-hmm.
of different horses, because mm-hmm. they are all different, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They are all different. So when we start our conversation, I told you that zinc helps me a lot, and one of that things, it was that he teach me that he was not the horse with better gaits,
mm-hmm.
but if you know how to use his body
mm-hmm.
and understand him, it was possible to take part and to improve the exercises and the horse. So it's not having the best, is doing the best with what we have.
Yeah.
You know, so it's, for me, important is trying to, like we start this conversation, writing is a conversation. So we need to ask and listen.
Mm-hmm.
So I cannot write and only give orders and doesn't listen the horse. So for me, a good rider is that the rider that listen the horse and try to find a solution for both.
Mm-hmm.
Of course that is impossible to put every horses in a great level, okay, but if you can do it with more than I will not say a number, but more than one,
mm-hmm.
is because you are doing something good, you know.
Yeah, I think it's really hard. Like, sometimes an average horse with a good mind is easier for the competition. And then there are sometimes great horses, but great horses can be kind of special in between.
Yeah, I have, I'm looking now, I'm here with you. I'm looking to a picture that I have. And this picture has 8 horses, but I'm already national champion, or I have titles, big titles, with 9.
Mm-hmm.
We have this year, the last year, I was a champion with a new one, Leopold, that is not there, a special horse too. And they are all different.
Mm-hmm.
All different. One better in the gates, another one better in the canter, another one better in the character, one more faster than the other, one stronger than another one. One more, how can I say, lazy, other one more active, more, mm-hmm. you know, they are very, very different between them. One more methodic, the other one's more artist, so.
But that's an interesting part.
It's very difficult.
Yeah.
It's very, 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 very difficult.
So did you experience that even you have a horse which you really knew, but you went to the show, and even I experienced that at a horse show, a horse can be totally different by itself. Normally it's fresh, now it's too calm. Otherwise it's calm, now it's fresh.
Yeah, that's happened. We need to learn how to deal with that.
That's why you have to listen how the feeling is right now.
The same horse have different behaviors in different competitions.
Yeah, exactly.
Or in different days. So you need to learn how to deal with that and live with that.
Yeah.
What makes the a big difference is how you deal with the pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And when we speak about that pressure comes from different things. Comes from the horse, comes from the competition, comes whatever. So, of course, that it's not what's happened, it's how you react with what is happening, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You need to understand how to control the horse, how to control yourself, because if you don't control yourself, you will not control the horse.
Mm-hmm.
And that part that you are speaking about the competitions happens a lot, even with the same horse. I have a horse that on a competition or in the same test, I can go for a dressage test, and in the part of the walk, the horse wants to run, for example, or is a little bit stressed, and in the canter he wants to stay behind me. So you need to learn, you need to listen to them and see and know how to react.
So would you say pressure is for you, is keeping you motivated? Because being a professional showman is a lot of pressure from the customers, from the spectators, from family. Do you like pressure?
Yeah, the pressure makes you get up early in the morning from the bed and go ride, and makes you stay in the end of the day and ride a little bit more.
So you pressure yourself?
Yeah.
Okay. Keeps you motivated?
A lot.
That's good. Yeah.
A lot.
I think if you don't get along with pressure, it's the wrong business, especially if you're showing customers horses.
And I think you cannot be... You ride like you are.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing that you need to learn and to teach is your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And... if you do the same things that the other does, you will have the same results of the others. If you want different results, you have to be different from the others.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say to be different, is in everything, in small things. Be different in the mentality, be different in the way of living, be different in the personality, whatever. You have to be different. And that pressure makes part of the program.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because not only on a competition, but the pressure starts in the normal day. What it means. I cannot ride a horse and just say, let's ride and see what's happened. No. We need to have a target. We need to have a goal. We need to work for that. We need to understand what is that. Of course, that I cannot ride a horse every day and put pressure on them. No, I have to. That's why I told you. You need to learn how to live with the pressure.
Mm-hmm.
I need to understand that one horse is faster learning than another one, or have more difficulties than another, whatever. We need to know that, and we need to control that pressure.
Mm-hmm.
So when we speak about pressure, it's not just put pressure. It's know how to put, how to take it out, how to enjoy that. Mm-hmm. For example, I have my daughter, and since the first competition that she did with 8 to 9 years of dressage, I felt that she has a great skills for this. And why? Because we went with the other kids.
Mm-hmm.
She has only 8 years, but she was inside the trail, inside the arena, doing the test. But she was looking to me and listened to me.
Mm-hmm.
So what it means? It means that the pressure of the competition, of people that was there, of the judge, didn't interfere with the focus, you know? So in that day I felt, oh, nice, she can deal with the pressure. Then she started real young. She, with 9 to 10, 10 years, she participated in the first role, in her first world championship of work equitation with the Portuguese team. And last year, with 12, she was European Championship champion in juniors. And what, of course, that was their great riders, mm-hmm. you know, great kids riding with a lot of skills to riding. But what I think that make her special too is that is under pressure. She thinks, and she have fun.
Staying focused.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And I think that makes everything different, you know, for her, for me, for everyone.
So are you more nervous when your daughter's competing or when you're competing?
More nervous when she's competing.
Yeah, I know that.
I try to, like the horses, I try to understand when I need to put some pressure on her and when I need to take out pressure.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not easy to be a father and a trainer. But I think this is a great school of living, you know. Horses is the best teacher that we can have. It's them that teach us how to live, our character, how to see the world. And for kids, teach them how to control their frustrations, control their mind, their goals, make them work for and never quit. Because I try to learn a little bit with people that have some success, not only with horses, but mm-hmm. in the sport or in life. And it was a guy that said that, for me, it's important. There is no glory
mm-hmm.
in a guy that only wants. The glory is lose, get up, fight, and then won. So you have to understand that you have to work a lot. You have to do your best, but sometimes the frustrations are bigger because it's not easy to achieve everything that you work for. And life is like that. You just have to understand that. You just need to understand that some parts doesn't depend on you.
Mm-hmm.
Like winning doesn't depend on you. It depends on you. You do your best. You work for it. You give your best. The horse gives you his best. But if it comes another rider that make it better than you, you cannot do nothing. You just need to try to learn more, try to improve more, and try to make it better next time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so important, of course, competition, know how to improve myself. And when we speak about, because that is another thing that for me doesn't make any sense when people say that, oh no, for me, my horse is more important than a competition.
Mm-hmm.
I give my life for my horses.
Mm-hmm.
And the results of that competition is a result of the work that I do with my horse. Mm-hmm. What it means, if I'm doing a great job with my horse, I can guarantee you that we'll have a great result.
Mm-hmm.
Because your horse is with you, the biomechanic is with you, the happiness of the horse is with you. It's impossible you go to a competition with a horse that is not happy, that horse that is not being well riding, and have good scores. So, of course, that the results of the competition is a, how can I say, is a mirror of your work. Is a mirror how the horse is with you. So, yeah, the competition makes you grow up, makes you work more, makes you get out of your comfort zone. And if you have some ethic,
mm-hmm.
like I tell you, and respect by your horse, if you have it, the results will come.
Yeah, I always say it's about the connection, because especially in competition situations, when the horse has a problem, as a rider, you have to be able to help the horse. And you can only help the horse when it's listening to you and trusting you.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then there's another saying, like you say, that sometimes you win, but always you learn.
Yeah.
Because actually you learn more when you fail.
Yeah.
That's when you get to know what do I have to do different in the next time, huh?
Yeah.
So when you're looking back to your career, would you change anything if you could?
Of course, yes. Of course that we make a lot of mistakes. And even now, when we ride riding, sometimes we say, hey, how can I do this? Why I didn't do that? Whatever. Of course, that you say that to learn, you have to fail and you have to try it, and that makes part of the process, of course. But now that you already know, there is some decisions, some things that you wish not to do it, or so I cannot. If you say that if I'm happy, I'm real happy. If you say that if I'm proud of my life, of course that I'm proud. But if you say that I didn't did bad decisions, that's wrong. Of course that we did it.
Mm-hmm.
Of course that now I know that was bad, and of course that if it was possible, we like to change, but that's not possible.
Mm-hmm.
So let's work and try not to make bad decisions again in the future.
Okay. So do you have advice for young trainers who want to be a professional? It doesn't matter what kind of horses or something, but do you have an advice for them, what they have to take care about?
I don't know. I just do your best and respect horses, love horses, and try to learn from them. I think is the most important thing. Is if you do your best, if you work and respect the horse, with time you will improve. I can guarantee you.
Mm-hmm.
That is the most important thing. So if I can give some idea or some tips, that is one. Is work more than the others. Respect your horse, respect yourself, and if you don't know anything, ask.
Okay.
But ask to people that do better than you, not people that know more than you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That is another thing.
That's why I'm here. Now I'm officially asking. And so I'm from the Western industry, and we have a saying, we have like the, I don't know if you heard the term horsemanship.
Yeah.
So what's horsemanship for you?
Horsemanship is, like I told you, we need that for every discipline, mm-hmm. is understand the horses,
mm-hmm.
and respect them.
Mm-hmm.
Understand and respect. But be careful. When we say respect, is not, how can I say, treat him like a dog.
Mm-hmm.
We have to treat a horse like a horse and educate a horse like if it was my child. What it means? Education,
mm-hmm.
and respect. Not I cannot give everything to the horse, and I cannot take everything from the horse.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a friendship, and I need to know my place, and the horse needs to know his place.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the rest is horsemanship, like you told.
Okay.
You know, you have the technical part of the discipline are different from every discipline,
mm-hmm.
but the horsemanship is the same.
Okay.
I think like that.
Perfect. That's the perfect ending. Thank you, Gilberto.
Thank you so much.
Pro Horse Talk, where professionals talk horses.